It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah! Let's hear it for Steve Covino, everybody.
Let's hear it for Danny G on the xylophone.
Yo, Danny G, you rock that xylophone, man.
Love that.
That's Rich Davis. By the way, we're live in L.A., live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, and style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at MBUSA.com or test drive one at your local dealer. Happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
We're at Covino and Rich on social media. 877-99 on Fox. Danny G, Joel, Ralph Irving. And again, Covino and Rich. FoxSportsRadio.com if you missed us the past few days. Having a lot of fun here. But before we talk about my childhood dream, childhood goals
put
on
your
a Throwback
dream.
Thursday, I do want to talk about this tattoo real quick because it went viral. Real quick, right quick. Aaron Rodgers, four-time NFL MVP, put his new tattoo on Instagram yesterday. A tattoo. Danny G, you know this guy? Hungarian artist, Bales Berzenzi.
Who?
That's the guy who did it. He did an exceptionally detailed tattoo of different astrological signs. So it's like this weird, deep tattoo that Aaron Rodgers got. And there's a deep and meaningful story behind it that we're all on the edge of our seat waiting to hear about. It's kind of cool, but it's like
I
really,
like the lions.
Yeah, the lions are cool. Hey, I'm a Leo, so I'm like, yeah, lions are cool.
Oh.
Hey, from what
no wonder
people
you
see,
treat everybody like crap. It's your excuse, huh?
Is that what lions and
He's
Leos are
Leo.
Known for?
I can't help it. I'm a Leo.
Just the Leo being
it's got
a Leo.
The eye. The eye.
Several elements appear to be related to astrological symbols. At the top, there's the Sagittarius zodiac sign. Rodgers himself is a Sagittarius. Oh. Two lions that we talked about could be...
Is that Barry Sanders?
Yes.
In Megatron on the other
side.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. No. Oh, two actual lions.
Oh, there y'all go. There you go.
Saying that he could have the mind of a Leo. I don't know. A single open eye. The eye adds an aura of mystery to the whole thing. And several constellations.
Is that Cassiopeia?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's very deep. It's not like...
the Milky Way.
It's not weak. Well, Danny G, you're a tattoo aficionado. What do you think? You like it?
It's kind of cool. The actual artistry from the tattoo maker.
Yeah.
I like it because it is lightly done. It's not a deep, dark tattoo. It's a more modern tattoo.
Okay. I'm feeling you on that. from an artistry standpoint, it's on point.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that. You know, and the meaning is his own. So who are we to judge? It's just, you know, his first one. Is there like an age limit on your first one? I don't think so, right?
40.
No, really?
You can't get a tattoo your first one after 40.
Wow, that's the hottest take of the day.
You can.
I loved your Baker Mayfield stance, but this is the best one.
You've gone this long, right? It's like, come on.
I mean, I'm rocking my earrings today on a Throwback Thursday. You judge me? I'm over 40.
Yes, I do judge you. In fact, during the commercial, I said, can you believe this guy with the earrings?
But then again, I didn't just get my ears pierced. I've had them pierced since eighth grade, right? So that goes with your rule.
See, the styles of tattoos have changed a lot in the past decade. All right, you look at an old school tattoo, Google old school tattoos is right. A huge difference. You'll even see this in the NBA.
If you go old school tattoo, though, Danny G, that's like some, like, it would be only military guys with like an anchor.
And prisoners.
And prisoners. And then it became
right.
a tough thing.
Tough guys. Yeah.
Well, you'll see a veteran on an NBA bench and his worn out tattoos. And then you'll see a young guy straight out of college and the difference between the artistry, night and day, like the techniques. And the artistry has changed so much in just 10 years.
Yeah, it's very detailed as opposed to, like you said, Rich, like an old school military or prison tattoo. Like,
it's not a blob of ink anymore.
No.
Now it looks like a sticker, a very detail-oriented sticker.
Danny G, you ever hear the story? We've interviewed Danny Trejo a few times.
Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
You know he has that señorita on his chest, that big tattoo on his chest? The story goes like he was in prison.
I was in the big house.
Right?
La Onda.
He was with the Vatos Locos. He got one half of it done. And then he got out of prison or something like that. Or the tattoo artist left prison or whatever. So he had one half of the tattoo done. And then luckily that guy went back to prison and was able to finish.
Oh, thank God. He committed another crime.
Yeah. No, but you see tattoos like that.
A repeat offender.
Right, right. But you see tattoos like that and you're like, yeah, that's an old school looking tattoo. It's very detailed Aaron Rodgers tattoo. But again, it does ring weird when you're of a certain age and like it's your first one.
He should put a cheese head on one of the Lions.
Oh, yeah, there
you
go.
Been, you know,
there you go.
Lifetime you Packer. Go. I don't know.
But again, I still don't have one. According to Rich, I could never get one.
In the hood.
But that's what Rich is. But yeah, see, go ahead. In the hood,
this kind of falls under the category of we'll say something positive, but we got to point out something. It's like, oh, he got a tattoo? Wonder if he's speaking to his family yet.
Yeah,
right. You know what I'm thinking too? I'm like, I can't wait to hear how deep the meaning is. That's what I'm thinking, you know, as a judgy person here on the radio. As far as how it looks, it's kind of cool. But it's just like, it seems very typically Aaron Rodgers because he takes a lot of pride in being a big thinker.
He's a big thinker.
Right? No, and that's kind of what it
portrays. He'll probably break it down with his buddy McAfee, like, this is what this part means. This is what this means.
Let me ask you guys, if you had to get a tattoo, say you lost a bet.
Well, this is the thing,
if
Danny.
If you had to get ink.
Like, I'm not that committed to anything.
Like, I got one for a radio station. We did a morning show bet. It was a Super Bowl bet back in the day. And, you know, a lot of radio stations, they'll do the cheesy, oh, if your team loses, you get the military-style buzz cut.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I told my co-host on the morning show, I'm like, man, that's lame. Let's do something permanent. So my idea was, if you lose, you have to get the other co-host's ex-girlfriend's name tatted on you.
So wait.
Yeah.
What's your say?
Trina.
What?
And so for
what?
For 10 years, I've had this Trina tattoo on the back of my arm, and every new girl I dated was like, who's this Trina girl?
Oh, my God.
It was for the radio
station. I don't know what's more embarrassing, the fact that you have to tell her it was a radio bet gone wrong. You should just be, at this point, you should be like, oh, some girl I dated.
No, I couldn't do it. Let's see. Like, I mean, I always toyed around with the idea of like some sort of Aztec symbol or something because I'm half Mexican. I always like the Aztec calendar, something like that. But like, dude, I was just never committed enough to make that decision. So, hey, props to Aaron Rodgers for actually being committed enough to that to actually do it. You know, I just was like, I don't know. I'm too wishy-washy. I'll regret that in a few years.
I did say that I would, and I did commit to this. I said I would get a tattoo of Covino's face on my butt cheek, if we ever made $1 million doing radio or TV together.
You said like signed $1 million.
I said, let's get these guys full time.
Yeah. I said the minute my if we ever made $1 million because of our stupid banter together for the last years, I said if that big contract ever came, I would get a tattoo of Camino's face on my ass, just for the hell of it.
And you cleared this with your wife, right?
I think she'd be okay if I was making $1 million. Yeah. I think she'd be okay.
And that's what keeps you going?
Yeah, that's what keeps me going.
I think Rich just secretly wants my face on his ass. I think that's what we're getting out of this. Because, look, that's what keeps you going. Well, you know what keeps me going? And we'll take your phone calls and thoughts on Aaron Rodgers' tattoo. It went viral. I think everybody's seen it by now because it's Aaron Rodgers. The only reason it's a story because it's Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
that's
hold
why.
On. Where is it? Is this on his throwing arm or not? Because it looks like it's on the inner part of his forearm, right?
Yeah, I don't know which arm that is, though.
Because you might, I mean, it sounds like a ridiculous statement, but he's a quarterback. So if it's on his throwing arm, you're going to see this all year.
Yeah, and it's
Aaron Rodgers. It's not like it's tucked away in his chest or bicep. If this is on his throwing arm, you're going to see this. This is part of his look now. A whole, not a sleeve, but almost.
And I think the biggest takeaway, again, I'll say it again on behalf of Rich, if you're over 40, and you've never had a tattoo before, it's too late.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Right? Because Rich is going to judge you. People
Unless
like
her name is Trina.
Right. Yeah. Trina.
Trina.
Yo, Danny G, does Trina know you got her name?
We called her live on the show, and she hung up on us.
Oh, yeah. Man.
She wasn't too thrilled.
That's funny, man. Yeah, Danny G's all tatted up. Danny G, what's your coolest one? It's clearly not Trina.
Last summer, I got Kobe.
Oh, that's cool.
On my arm, yeah. Dunking.
You know,
breaking the backboard.
I don't know if I've noticed that. I really don't think I've noticed that.
Well, you haven't really seen Danny with his clothes off much.
That's a good point.
Have you analyzed his body?
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, speaking of childhood dreams of making $1 million and eventually getting a tattoo of my face on your ass.
Yeah.
I saw this video on social media the other day. You're going to have to use your imagination, everybody. It was a dude, and I hate the term. I really do, but I love the sentiment. I love the idea of this. The dude was like, check out my ultimate man cave. I'm not hating on actual man caves. I just don't like that term. I don't like anything where you throw man in front of it. It sounds like the opposite of macho to me, to be honest.
Well, I'm going
to
tell Dan Patrick you don't like his man cave. I'm going to tell him.
I just don't like that word.
I'm going to email him right now.
Man cave. The Mercedes man cave.
I just don't like that term. I love the Mercedes man cave. Get it? See what I'm saying? Like, I strive for the man cave. I just don't like the term.
Camino wants the ultimate man cave, but he doesn't want to call it a man cave.
Yes, that's all. Yeah. And that's my point.
Have you ever sat in a man cave that you really didn't like the name of the... You thought it was nice, but...
I just don't like the name. You know, it's like... It's honestly, it's like, I feel like that term overstayed its welcome. Kind of like my name. Steve's an old guy name now.
Steve.
Like, I think I'm cool, but I think Steve is kind of like, it's on the precipice of being an insult.
Man cave.
Okay, Steve.
I get what you're saying.
Right.
The man cave itself is awesome, but you just don't like when people throw the word man in front of things.
Yeah,
okay.
Man. You know what? I need some man time. Like, anytime you throw man in front, it just sounds weird to me, right? It just hits me weird. So... I saw this dude on social media, and he's like, come check out my ultimate man cave. I'm like, sure, why not? I'm just sitting here on the ball. Why not?
You'll click on it.
I got some time to kill. And this dude walks down the steps into his man cave and his hangout, whatever you want to call it. His personal space. That's why I love it. Mm-hmm. My personal space. My space. I'm bringing back my space.
Bring it back.
I'm bringing back my space.
I'll put you in my top eight.
Yeah. On a throwback Thursday. He takes you down the steps. Dude, there's flat screens everywhere. TVs everywhere. Monitors everywhere. It's lit up real nice. Ambiance, right? There's all these little doodads and
LED
trinkets.
LED lighting everywhere.
And he has these little, like, arcades. Like, arcade game, but classics. Like, the classics we grew up with.
Yeah.
On a throwback Thursday. I think I saw Punch out there.
Body blow. Body blow. Body blow. Body
Centipede.
Blow.
Was Centipede there?
Might have had Centipede. Might have had NBA NBA Jam.
Yeah, the classics.
Might have had Street Fighter.
He had not tacky,
Miss
though.
Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man's a classic.
Miss Pac-Man, I'm glad you said it because that was better than Pac-Man. Pac-Man, that was the best Pac-Man game.
That's the one you want, for sure, right? So, and it wasn't tacky. It was delightfully tacky.
It was class. There was a bit of class.
Yeah. So he had his like maybe 3 or 4 arcade games, but again, everything looked real sleek. Something out of a Maxim magazine in the early 2000s. Very sleek.
Yeah.
Very cool. Right. And then you know he has his pool table, but again, very cool couches. TVs everywhere. Fights were playing. I'm like, this is awesome. He had like his little music set up. Then he opens a door and it's like a little theater room. He's like, yeah, man, this is where my buddies come over and we watch the fights. And dude, it just looked so badass. And I thought to myself, you know, that's something I always wanted, even as a kid. Like when you're a kid, there's certain things you want, like dumb things. When I was a kid, I always wanted a conversion van. I always thought they were cool, but this is the 80s, all right?
Yeah.
I don't want one now. When I was a kid, I thought I was going to play for the Yankees. You told me that the dream is over.
That one's over, yeah.
When I was a kid, I said, hey, maybe I'll have a tattoo someday. But again, you said it's too late.
The dream's over.
You said it's too late because I'm over 40.
But your man cave.
But as a kid, I always said to myself, too, I'm going to have a sweet pad. I'm going to work hard, make my millions, make my money, make money moves. And I'll have this sweet place. And I know that, you know, kids are going to have their space and your family's going to have your family space. But I'm going to have, you know, because we grew up watching Cribs, too.
Yeah.
And every time you watch Cribs, that baller would be like, yo, come down to my, check out, look at my jerseys, look at my pool table, look at my man cave. I saw that and I said to myself, yeah, I'm going to have my own little
personal
fridge.
But you're still living this dream.
Yeah, this dream, I realized on a Throwback Thursday watching this video, I still have this dream and it keeps me fired up and motivated. So I want to know if I'm alone. Like, have you given up on that dream? If you've already got it, then props to you. The thing is, I don't have that. You know,
you live in Southern California.
Life is full of setbacks sometimes. I had a few of them, all right? But I have a very beautiful place. I have a nice place, but I live in California where I don't have a basement. I don't have that sort of setup. I don't have a home. I have a condo.
I want
that space.
I love where you left off at because that's where the California men really had to make that decision. The wives were like, you want a man cave? Garage. And then you're looking at your car like, do I want to park my car in the elements or do I want a man personal space?
I'm a little old school, Joel, and I subscribe to the Sebastian Maniscalco rule of his dad. Remember when he talks about his dad? He's like, my dad's man cave was the house.
Yeah.
Was the house.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
that's what
sometimes
I'm saying.
I feel like if you're in the garage, you kind of lost, unless you really hooked it up.
Unless it's, here's my stance. We'll break and we'll take your feedback. 877-99.
But the dream is still alive.
You still
have
the dream,
right?
I think your dream is silly, and I'll tell you why.
Why is it silly?
You're a grown ass man. You should take pride in having, you know what's nice? Having a nice pool. You know what's nice?
Nah.
Having good furniture.
I'm with Covino on this one.
You hear this guy? He's a dream killer.
Yeah.
Dream killer Davis.
Dream killer.
No, I say that he could have it already. He just got to move to the garage.
At the garage? I feel like I got demoted.
No, I feel like you should have a suite in your house.
Yes. I feel like the garage is like a perfect like Papa Roach last resort. Like if there is no basement or a space I can call my own, look, I'll take it. But like you really got to hook it up. So I'm posing the question to you, Fox Sports Nation. Is this a childhood dream and that's where it should have ended? Or does that dream keep you going? I think this is something I'm still trying to make happen.
Oh, I'll tell you where you're completely wrong.
Rich is saying I'm out of the game.
Dream killer Rich Davis. We got more next in for
Pass
Dan Patrick.
Rich the garage remote, would you?
Thank you.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Trying to bring the sexy back.
Trying and failing with your weak-ass champion sweatshirt.
This is a weak shirt. I can't argue. It's a weak shirt. I'm in like my pajamas. It's morning.
No, if I was going to diss you, I would have dissed your Kirkland brand pants that you were rocking right now. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Man, he's going hard.
You know why I'm going hard?
He's going hard.
Because it's Covino and Dream Killer Davis.
That is true.
Because Rich is the lead singer of the Dream Killers.
He did kill your dream.
Yeah, man. He did. He shot it down hard.
What's your
man?
Dream?
And I'll explain. It's a Throwback Thursday. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Again, I'm from New Jersey, right? I had a few dreams growing up. What's your dream? I was going to play for the Yankees. Derek Jeter shot that one down. I'll give it to him.
Yeah, Jeets.
Then I was going to be superstar broadcaster. I'm still working on that one. But I was going to make all this money. I don't know if that's going to happen. But when I did, I said to myself, I'm going to have a sweet pad.
Yeah.
And again, I'm talking superficial stuff. I'm not talking dreams of happiness and family. I'm talking superficial
vanity.
Nonsense,
I get it. Right? You're allowed to have vain.
I'm just making it clear for the conversation. When I make my fortune and glory, I'm going to have this place, and I'm going to have like a little crib set up where I have my own little downstairs man cave where I got my little mini arcade, my sound system. I hang up my accolades, right? Oh, yeah.
You're a grown man. What do you want video games for?
Memorabilia.
What do you want stand-up video games? I am a dream killer.
You are.
Just have a nice little theater room. Be a theater grown-up. Room. Be a grown. What do you want?
Dude,
Frogger?
All of these things. Yes.
What do you want?
Who cares what video game? I told you, Mike.
Do you want a pinball? Do you want a pinball machine, loser?
I don't even like hockey, but I want one of those dome hockey things.
Oh, yeah.
Right? What are
Covino,
those called, Danny?
I found out what was really going on.
What's going on?
And Rich admitted this off the air. Oh. His wife and he have been looking to maybe renovate their garage.
Yeah.
And his wife told Rich, she said, I want it to be my gal garage. So he lost this one already.
He lost the battle.
Damn it! He got delegated to the garage, but he doesn't even get the garage anymore. It's going to be her she shed.
He doesn't even get the garage.
No.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's why he's crapping all over your dream.
Yo, so
all right, maybe you're onto something, guys.
Wait a second. That's great insight for this conversation.
Yeah.
I also want to hear from you. Is this something that still motivates you? Have you gotten to this point, and do you use it? Because our buddy Narzan hit us up, right? And he goes, dude, I have this. Full bar. By the way, that's part of the dream. Full bar.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
With your TVs there and everything.
What's on tap?
Full bar, game room, darts, pool table, foosball.
What do you get on tap? Bartles and James?
Who cares? That's
are you going to really entertain in there?
You're this guy. You know
stripper
what, though?
Pole?
It doesn't even matter, right? Because I don't have people over as often as I'd like, but it's about achieving your goals and about me.
You're right.
I want to sit around and walk around.
The one thing I will back you up on is that when you talk to a national, international audience that Dan Patrick has,
yeah,
people have space. You live in Southern California,
right,
where a 1,200 square foot small little house is over $1 million. So people have space around the country, even though real estate has been jacked up over the last year or so. People have space. So yeah, there are garages and basements and dens to be had as a man.
Everybody but you, Rich.
Yeah, you're mad
everybody
about it.
You can't get space.
My guest bedroom is my home studio, so my wife's like, "Yeah, that's yours." I'm like, "That's for work." Like, honestly, Kavina brought up a point recently. If you have some sweet memorabilia, this is the only thing I'll back him up on. If you have some sweet memorabilia, if you got like a Tom Brady signed jersey in a frame, if you got your Derek Jeter bat sign.
You can't put that up in the living room.
No, but my point is, you can't put that stuff up in the living room. So unless you do have a designated space, where do you put your few cool items?
My autographed guitars, my memorabilia, yeah, things like that,
oh,
man.
When I lived alone, I had it up on the walls in the living room.
That, you know what, though? When you live alone, I'd say that's fair, right? I'd say that's fair. But when you're with a significant other, you have a family, you know, things like that, it changes a little bit.
And Why can't you have a room in the house, though? Why you got to get pushed to the garage? The garage is like a dungeon where I live.
I'm with you.
It's like 112 degrees in there.
In my little, you know, goal fantasy here, Danny G, it's not in the garage. It's in the basement somewhere. It's in a room somewhere.
Yeah, we don't have basements in California.
Hey, maybe it's not in California, right?
Yeah. Look,
my buddy says he uses the theater room a few times a week for a big game or a fight. Like, dude, that's what I want. He says he does football Sundays there, barbecues at his place each week, fight nights, movies, shows. So I'm talking about the man cave. Is this still a goal? Rich is saying it's a childhood goal, and I'm lame for wanting these things. And it doesn't have to be, oh, I got a Miss Pac-Man machine. They make those cabinets where you could get, like, every arcade game on one console in one cabinet. You wouldn't want something like that?
To quote the great Eminem, back to reality. Oops, there goes gravity. Back to reality. You don't have basements in Southern California. You live in a really nice condo. But again, it's California. Look at it this way.
You think people in California don't have, like, their personal space? It doesn't have to be a basement.
I got two little kids, right? I feel like until they're a little more grown, any extra space, I lose. Because it'll be toys.
But that's exactly why you need this space. You know what? And maybe I'm so adamant about it, too, because I saw my dad growing up. My dad had no personal space.
You said your dad lost his sock drawer even.
My dad,
point.
I swear to God, like, even in his bedroom, he had no closet space. It was all my mom's stuff. And then he had no drawer space. My dad had one drawer where he kept his socks and his belongings. One drawer. I'm like, Dad, how do you survive?
That's okay.
Hey, all I got is my shoehorn and my socks. I'm like, that's it, Dad? Yeah, and a deck of cards.
See,
like, that's
son,
it?
This is your future.
Yeah, this is your future. Hey, man.
Dad had a deck of cards with naked women on them and a pair of socks.
Someday this will all be yours. I'm like, Dad, I don't want your coin collection that you keep in your one drawer with your socks. That's all he had. So I am a man with things. I'm a man with goals. And Rich says childhood goals, but I think the man cave is somewhere. Hey, you're listening to Fox Sports Radio, right? No one shuts off your game to watch The Bachelor. You know what I mean? Like, no one shuts off your game or your fight, whatever you're doing down there, to put on whatever they. There's never a discrepancy. It's your space.
Dad's lucky if he gets a recliner.
Dude, you say all the time, your phone is your TV is constantly on, like, blippy and Blue's Clues.
I'm watching Sunday Ticket. I'm watching NFL football on my iPad and phone, and my kid's watching Bubble Guppies. I'm losing. I know it. Maybe I'm just sad because I'm losing this battle.
Yeah, you're losing.
What's on TV? Oh, yeah. Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. What's on your phone? Oh, the Niners game.
Danny, Joel, this is the goal. Am I wrong, or is this Dream Killer Davis?
No, I'm with you. Right. I'm trying to figure out how we can get air conditioning put into our garage. Because if I'm going to get put there, if I'm going to get pushed into the garage.
If that's all you got,
yeah,
right?
If that's all I have, then it needs to be a mint setup.
You know what Camino's been looking at? I'm being serious.
Those chill wells.
Those chill wells.
Arctic coolers.
I hear they're terrible. Other people say they work great. The little portable air conditioned unit. I don't know. You know what I think might be the equivalent of a man cave for me, at least? Because I realize, like, even I have a
nice bathroom.
I have a pretty big house, but I got little kids. I have little kids. My thought is, like, my outdoor area. I'm thinking about creating a nice outdoor cooking area to go next to the pool.
Some outdoor speakers.
And I'm thinking, if I put a TV, outside, what if the outside deck air, what about the pool air becomes like my area?
No.
I'm like the old El Paso.
I can see how you're
selling that. Wait, go ahead. All right, I can explain. I'm like the old El Paso tortilla girl. Do you know who that is?
I do.
Why not both? This is your goal. So you could have that space inside, and guess what? You could still have that nice barbecue set up outside.
Hard shell, like, and soft shell.
Rich was just practicing on how he's going to sell that to his wife. I'll put a grill there. I'll put the grill there.
I'm just gonna sit in the backyard. That's my area.
And you know what all surrounds? It surrounds by that sweet big screen. You're watching the game. You're watching baseball, tennis, football, fight nights. Like, to me, man, that's just the ultimate. I gotta be honest, Joel. You might get mad, Danny G. You might think, who is this guy? But again, it's all about goals, right? And I'm throwing it back because before life hit me and beat me down, I had goals. I don't even like going to someone's house if they don't have a TV over 50 inches to watch the game. So you think I expect people to come over my house and I don't have the right accommodations?
And if they have kids, like, Rich, you don't want to be stepping on Legos.
Yeah.
True.
Hey, man, goals. Goals, people.
I understand, Covino, because isn't all your, like, 27 home run trophy out in like a shed in the back.
Where am I going to put all my Little League home run balls?
You know what?
Where am I going to display these?
Where are you going to do it? I don't know.
I can't display them like in the living room. You know, that's tacky. I get it.
So,
but in my own space, I can do whatever
shed.
I want.
Yeah. So I guess the lesson here, guys, don't be like me. Don't be the dream killer. Go after your man cave or your theater room or whatever makes you happy.
Dream killer.
Don't
Davis.
Act like you want the garage. Like Rich.
Yeah.
Because then it'll get taken away from you.
You know, I'm always watching late afternoon sports out here on the West Coast. The Mets start at 4 o'clock every day. What if I did set myself a nice little TV area out by the pool where it's like, yeah, I'm going to go watch the game. I'm in the yard. Leave me.
What do you mean, what if?
I should do this, shouldn't I?
Yeah, like, what's stopping you?
Nothing could stop you.
You know what it is?
A little electric fence around you.
Here's what it is. Danny G, you know what it is? Like, we're both from blue-collar families, you know, humble beginnings. I was a very spoiled kid. I'm not denying that. Yeah. Like, extremely spoiled.
He had multiple pair of Z Cavaricis.
I had 35 pair of Z Cavaricis growing up. Like, I was a very spoiled kid. I had every video game.
You got Reebok pumps.
Yeah. So, I mean, I expect these things in my life because my parents spoiled the hell out of me. There's a part of me that feels I deserve this. But coming from humble beginnings, like, Rich lives, like, way too practical. Like, how can I have a TV on my patio? It's like, why don't you have a TV on your patio? Why do I want to spend money on surround sound? How about this? Why don't you have surround sound?
Well, he could have it. He's just got to have the rake in his hand. Go out back, rake the yard while you're back there.
Oof. Rich is living too practical when he could clearly have these things. You know.
So there's your lesson, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't be too practical.
There's nothing wrong with saving your pennies, man. That's not my point. I'm saying, but you could also get those things you want and splurge every once in a while. So you definitely should make that space on your patio. You know it'd be cool? Watching this Jake Paul fight on your patio. By the way, that's the update.
Is he going to fight Tommy Fury?
No. No.
Who's he going to fight?
There's an update.
Don't say Woodley Part 3.
Woodley Part 3.
No, I'm laughing because I'll pull up to Rich's house. Rich, why is your car in the driveway? Well, my wife has the garage.
Yeah.
Yo, by the way, what does go in a gal garage or she shed? Like, what is, like, we know what a man cave is, right?
Lots of potpourri.
Yeah, what's in a she shed? Like crafty things?
Candles? I don't know. Like, beautiful.
No, I'm
like,
serious.
Crafty
thing.
By the
crafty
way, things.
Not being sexist.
It looks like a small version of like a Joanne's. I don't know.
That's how I imagine it.
Lots of stuff from home.
Okay, Vino, she's gonna invite you over to watch the 50-inch.
Yeah. I don't know what happens in a she shed, but I can't wait to see. All right, so when I'm on Rich's patio, whatever space you have, that you call your own to watch the game or the fight, Jake Paul is fighting Haseem Rahman Jr. Mm. Now, I'm seeing two sides to the story. They've sparred, so they kind of know each other, right? I saw that. But Rahman, people are saying, might even be a better boxer than Tommy Fury. Because remember, the criticism for Jake Paul, I mean, there's lots, but is that he didn't fight a real boxer. Rahman is, you know, the son of Rahman, Haseem Rahman Sr. Yeah. So Jr. will be fighting him August 6th at the Garden, Showtime pay-per-view. Rahman is 12-1 as a pro.
The Tommy Fury thing had a little hype behind it, where because they trash-talked, they hated each other. This Rahman thing does nothing for me. I'll watch it with you, but I'm not excited about it.
Remember our old pal, Ariel Helwani?
Of course. I love
that. He says, anyone that's saying, ew, and Rahman's coming off loss, or ew, he's a former sparring partner, is just a hater because he's a good boxer.
Okay. I mean, I take Ariel's word for it. He's nose deep in that whole fight world. So if anyone would know, it is Ariel.
But and, of course, Jake Paul is 5-0, I believe.
Yeah. Well, that's something to look forward to, I guess, next month.
And then he says, oh, by the way, look at other boxers who are fighting at 5-0, because that's what Jake Paul is, 5-0. Fair is fair. He says, this is a respectable matchup. I'm fired down, too. I wanted to see the Tommy Fury thing because of the Tyson Fury connection, really.
Of course.
But maybe this is a more competitive fight if you still want to keep some hype up for it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Like, I just want to stay excited for it.
What you...
But that's the update. So, Tommy Fury, well, again, who's not able to get here, I guess, and as Jake Paul is saying, he's ducking the fight and hiding, that's not happening.
While you were dreaming about your man cave last night, did you watch your Yankees put up a football score against the Pirates?
Dude, I have a thought about this, actually. I'm all about it. Like, I'm the type of guy, even if it's LL Cool J style, I'm the type of guy who, even if the Yankees are winning 10-0, I want to see the clobbering. I know you tune out.
I turn it off.
Yeah, Rich goes on. Is like, all right, I guess I could do whatever I want now. No, I want to see the clobbering. Like, oh, put up some numbers. Let's go.
That's what Twitter's for.
No, I enjoy it. I'm like, I sit there and I'm like, yeah.
Like, the Mets are on the SNY network, right? So if it's a blowout, oh, my team scored 4 more runs. Twitter will show you every scoring play.
I enjoy it, right? And then plus, I wait to see what Carlos Beltran says next.
His insight is incomparable.
So when the hitter hit the ball out there at the park, it's a home run.
Equals run.
Thank you, Carlos Beltran.
Thank you.
Which, by the way, I say that with love because I really find great entertainment in this. And I respect Carlos Beltran.
Danny G. Dodgers are winning or losing by a certain amount. Do you turn it off? Or are you like, are you a Covino? It's 11-1. I'm still watching.
I'm still watching.
Wow, you
Danny
guys are hardcore.
G
huh?
has yeah. a Kobe tattoo and drives a Lakers car. He's dedicated to his teams. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I find that a lack of dedication from you, to be honest. Like, I want to see them put up numbers. But here's what I was thinking. Yankees won 16-0 over the Pirates yesterday in Pittsburgh. I think that we've gotten way too like lax about position players throwing at the end of the game.
Yeah, you don't want to use your bullpen in an unnecessary spot.
Yeah, but like all of a sudden, like what happened?
Who
was
got cheap home runs?
Aaron Hicks hit a grand slam.
Shouldn't count.
Right, like you always say, all that matters is the box score, but the box score really doesn't tell you. I mean, unless you know who these guys are, you know, like you're just thinking, wow, Aaron Hicks, he's coming out of his slump, hit a granny last night. Whoa. And then you're thinking, oh, Giancarlo hit it off. Yeah, but they hit it off position players, and we're seeing that more and more and more often.
It's become part of the game.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it's kind of lame.
Well,
we just did. I don't like it.
We just did a player's owner. We just have. There's new contracts in baseball, but I wouldn't be surprised next time around when they negotiate with the players' union. Another roster spot. Don't you feel like there's one more roster spot that could be for like the inning eater bullpen guy?
like coming out of the bullpen just to eat up innings, his actual fan.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm saying there's a
we got Bart coming in for a few innings.
The 25 man roster which has been expanded by one.
26 is the local fan of the day.
So no, but what if there was 27 or 28? I only say that because it's more jobs for players, but also this happens quite a bit now. You're right.
And a lot.
In a world where you're not getting more than 5 to 7 out of a starter on a good day.
I think it was only, I say only, but it was like 9-0 before they put a position player in there. It ended up being 16-0.
Jeez.
So I'm not saying the Pirates were coming back by any means, but to the public perception, look how it appears.
Yeah.
A 9-0, yeah, that's bad. 16-0?
Bad.
You're thinking Pirates stink.
Well, they do.
I know they do, I'm saying, but it's not as bad as it appeared. All right, so we got more. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Style runs in the family, everybody. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at mbusa.com or test drive one at your local dealer. How about that? Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick.
Orale! Can I shout out the Vatos Locos forever?
You can shout out everybody.
Thank you.
You can shout out whoever you want.
CNR on Fox Sports Radio. If you dig our show, catch us Fox Sports Sunday, every Sunday night. And, of course, our Patreon. We're heading there in a little bit. Patreon.com/Covino and Rich. Everything at Covino and Rich. And I got to thank Dan Patrick and Dan Patrick's team. And, of course, Danny G, Joel, Ralph Irving, everybody here at Fox Sports Radio. Had a fun week, man. If you guys missed anything, again, FoxSportsRadio.com. Now, Rich, real quick, because we talked a lot today. And I know you still got some thoughts about Baker Mayfield.
Oh, by the way, thank God the Mets won last night. Did you watch any of the highlights of that?
I did.
They were about to lose to the Reds. Tied it up, won in extras, but know who's not? Maybe they are. You know who's not getting enough credit? The Atlanta Braves are playing out of their mind recently.
Yeah.
Like, do you know the 2.5 beyond
and
the Mets?
And the Astros, who finally ended their streak.
So it's a long baseball season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So
no guarantees.
No guarantees, but we talked Mayfield. If you missed any of it, if you missed anything, FoxSportsRadio.com. The one thing I thought stood out yesterday was Zion Williamson. He agreed to a maximum contract extension, a deal worth about $193 million. But what stood out to me was his attitude. Because you've had some strong opinions about the city of New Orleans.
Yeah, I just think it's like, I have fun there, but it's grimy. I feel like I loved it in my 20s, but now, I mean, I know there's more than Bourbon Street. There's a lot of culture and a lot of music and art. I get it.
I get where you're coming from, too, because you're imagining, well, a guy like him could play and essentially live wherever he wants, right?
When the time comes, he could find his way out of New Orleans if he really wants.
But I loved his attitude because I thought he was a little wishy-washy about where he was playing and what he was going to do. And his ultimate goal is...
You had fair reason to think that because last year it seemed like he was not in.
Exactly.
You know?
But, you know, yesterday you saw him and he seemed super fired up. Ultimate goal is to win a championship. He said all the right things and just got me behind him a little bit. Like, all right, cool. He says, I'm not going to let the city down. I'm not going to let myself down. And like I said, when the expectations are so high, and everybody's watching to see what this guy does. It was just good to see that attitude, and it got me excited as a fan just to watch this guy play.
Oh, Joel got me pumped up yesterday when we were talking about Zion, because I'm thinking, you know, John Morant's working out so far, but will Zion? And, you know, people that really watched him closely over his, you know, short career, when he's healthy and playing, Joel, you were saying yesterday, the guy could dominate.
Yeah, when they moved him to the point, which I thought was not necessary, but they giving him the ball at half court and just letting him go to work.
No, and then, you know, you were talking about how you're rooting for Baker Mayfield because of his path and his journey. Zion's journey, kind of tough, actually. So, again, when you see his outlook and his attitude and how positive he was after coming off the broken foot,
Some of these guys are such young men in life. We still forget.
Oh, what's he, 22, 23?
Yeah, we still forget.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah, and he looks good. He looks trim. So
that helps you a lot to believe in him when he kind of looks it.
And I believed it. So something about him yesterday at the press conference was really convincing to me. Like, it left me with a very, like, okay, I'm rooting for you feeling.
Our memories in sports are that of goldfish. We're the worst. We're so wishy-washy on superstars. We love them 1 minute, then it's like a year or so passes. We've given up on them. Zion was considered, and could still very well be,
a generational talent.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come into the NBA. He wasn't drafted number one with the hype of, oh, he'll be good. People were like,
dude, he was busting through sneakers.
People were talking LeBron, Kobe, Michael Jordan. They were talking about Zion in that company. Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't seen a talent like this. Remember draft night? Or when they did the drawing of who would get the number one pick and everyone's hoping it was the Knicks. There was a lot of hype. Very rarely does a number one pick come with this, and he's 22.
I just had to double check if he was 22 or 23. Like, that's ridiculous.
Come on.
Like, for us to even criticize this dude, and he's only 20. Like, yeah, he gained a little weight. You know why? He still got some baby fat. That's why.
22?
He hasn't reached his potential yet. He's 22 years old. That's ridiculous.
Deep inside of me, I did hope that he went to the Knicks, though.
That would have been so great for basketball. But it didn't happen. But that would have been great, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But it got me fired up. Like, all right, there's another guy. He's back.
Zion. And, you know, it just adds another great storyline to the already exciting NBA.
Danny, I was asked Danny G, you know, he's a big NBA guy. He's got a Lakers car.
And a tattoo.
What's your thoughts on Zion, man?
He's got to earn that money because he hasn't earned it. And I'm excited to see, you know, if he will come out and really fight for the ball, dive on the floor, and be everything we've expected him to be.
You're right. We saw so many different sides of this kid already, and he's a young man. We saw him, you're right, breaking through shoes in college.
Yeah, and for a young man, like I said, very, very cool to see that he said all the right things and convinced me. Like, I believe he meant what he said yesterday.
It's not even like we need another storyline in the NBA, but we got one. So, hey, enjoy your NBA offseason. Enjoy your football offseason. We'll see what happens later today. There might be more news in the NFL. We'll see. Until next time, guys, thanks. It's been fun. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
At Kobe and Rich. See you next time.
Later.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.